This is a tough topic to address, but I'm trying to open up about it, talk about it. Life has its ups and downs, you know? I'm just trying to find the beauty, trying to find the meaning in life's tests and difficulties. They say suffering minus meaning equals despair. So I'm searching. Sometimes it can be challenging though, but I'm striving, trying my best. I pray that God can give me the vision, give me clarity. That's why I'm writing this letter. Dear Miss Carrie. I know your type. We met once before. It was a strange interaction though. I must admit things didn't quite feel right. Your beautiful face passing, it was almost invisible. Why'd you have to leave so soon? Won't you stay? You know you're welcome here. We've got room. What do you say? Is it something that you seldom hear? I've heard you travel quite a bit around town, that you're met with mixed emotions by those who host you. Some feel sad and depressed when you come and go. Others helpless and confused. They don't know what to make of you. When you say you want to move in, then you up and leave. Was it an empty promise? You said your plans change, but you guarantee you'll see them later, then you're gone. This is how it goes. Sometimes they don't even know that you stopped by, stepped up to the porch, but then you changed your mind. You didn't even knock. I wonder why. Then there's times that you weren't even invited, but you showed up anyways. Some try to get used to you, others just wish you would leave, and when you do, they feel a sense of relief. The longer you stay, the stronger the attachment gets. I guess that's why the abandonment brings so much pain and anger. The two times you came to visit me went so fast, you still feel like a stranger, even though you're family. Miss Carrie, are you a tragedy? Are you a blessing? Are you both? Is this message even worth addressing? Most people act like you don't exist, like you're just pretend, like the tooth fairy or the boogeyman. Maybe I won't feel the pain and sorrow if I just forget. It's probably for the best, right? And yet I still feel the regret buried deep inside when someone looks me in the eye and asks, how many kids do you have? Is this your only one? As they look down at my son, eyes beaming, big smile, in the flesh. 'Cause he was the lucky one. Or is he? I mean, he'll have to suffer from all the tribulations and Miss Carrie, you get to escape them. So, maybe it's you who lucked out. Honestly, I don't know. I just know I can't be mad or upset. You said that leaving wasn't a choice, that staying here in town just wasn't meant to be. You had another place to see, a place more beautiful than I can imagine. I just wish you could've waited. It all just happened so fast, and the truth is that no one's ever seen where you go when you leave. And even though I believe you when you say you'll wait for me, you'll pray for me, I still find it hard to stay connected. The last letter I sent you said, I love you, and I meant it. But I have to confess, it feels like empty words. Love is shown in deeds, but when I asked you what you need, you said nothing. That you're as free as a bird out of the cage. But there must be something I can do. Miss Carrie, I don't mean to be a bother, but even though you're gone, I'm still your father. A human being gets their soul at conception, and you're blessed the very moment you're connected. You're a father or a mother to that child, even if their stay was just a few weeks or days or just a blink. It doesn't matter how young. A miscarriage is still a birth, just with a different outcome.